This erotic hypnosis session is designed to relax your body and mind. I will walk you through a nurturing scenario that will wash away all of your anxiety about sharing an intimate encounter with a beautiful woman. So lay back and relax and let this fantasy come to life. In a few moments, I'm going to introduce you to a gorgeous, sexy, and caring woman who wants nothing more than to treat you to a positive sexual experience. But before we begin, there are a few things I'd like you to do for me. Find a comfortable space where you will be undisturbed for the next few minutes. Someplace dark and quiet. Ideally, you will be laying back in a soft, comfortable bed, but reclining in a chair or on a sofa would be fine too. Turn off your phone and other electronic devices. I want you all to myself without any distractions. And just to set the mood for what I have planned for you, I'd like you to strip off all of your clothing. That's right, sweetie. I want you completely naked. There is no need to be self-conscious about exposing your body to me. I promise you are in good hands. If you need a moment to prepare yourself, pause this recording. I'll be here waiting for you when you're ready to begin. The first thing I'd like you to do is get comfortable for me. Take a few moments to arrange your body in a position you can relax in for a while. Stretch out all those kinks and knots that might be bothering you and let your body go limp. Hypnosis is all about being relaxed and calm. Why don't you take a nice, calm, deep breath for me? Breathe in slowly. Hold it for just a moment and breathe out smoothly and calmly. That was very good. Let's do it one more time. Breathe in slowly. Hold it for just a moment and breathe out smoothly and calmly. You're doing so well. Each time you breathe in, feel yourself pulling clean, relaxing air into your lungs. And as you breathe out, it will feel like all the tension and anxiety of the day is being pushed out of your body. You can feel yourself directing all that negative energy down from your chest, through your stomach, down through your hips, along your legs, and all the way out through the soles of your feet. Just push away all that tension, all that anxiety, and feel yourself relax as you continue to breathe. I want you to continue this cycle of breathing as you listen to the sound of my voice. Relax and breathe and listen to my words. I want you to imagine a ball of relaxing energies floating just above your head. You can feel a gentle warmth coming from the ball, and as it floats closer, you can feel the warmth relaxing you even more. As you breathe in, you feel the ball wash over your face, relaxing all those little facial muscles. Every single one of the muscles in your face is now calm and relaxed. As you breathe out, the ball sinks a little lower. If your eyes are not already closed, you feel that warm energy softly close them for you. There is no need to force your eyelids down. The pull of gravity will pull them down to rest peacefully. It would be easy to let them open again, but you're so comfortable that you just want to keep them closed for me. Your mouth and jaw are loose and limp as you continue to breathe slowly and smoothly. The ball of energy moves down again, relaxing the muscles in your neck, washing away all the tension that may have formed during the course of your busy day. You feel the relaxation move down into your shoulders. You feel as if a heavy burden has been lifted, and your shoulders lie flat and relaxed. As the warm relaxation flows down your arms, you feel them grow heavy and sink deeply into the softness below you. Your heavy arms rest loose and limp at your sides. You know how much effort it would take to move them, and the idea of doing that seems so tiring. It is so much easier to be lazy, to keep them still, to let them rest while you continue to relax. As you continue to breathe, you feel the ball of relaxing energy move into your chest. Each deep breath lets that energy relax you even more. As your chest rises and falls, you imagine that energy moving into your stomach. Your entire upper body is now completely relaxed. You are still and calm, and it feels so good. Being relaxed and listening to my voice, the only movement you feel is the gentle rhythm of your breathing. And now I want you to take one more deep breath for me. Breathe in slowly. Hold it for just a moment and breathe out calmly and smoothly. It's so easy to follow my instructions, to do what my voice tells you to do. As you continue to breathe, you feel the energy sink down into your legs. It begins at your hips, and you feel those muscles relax. Your legs fall open a little more as they get heavier. Your thighs relax, and then your knees. The warmth reaches your calf muscles before moving into your ankles and finally down to your feet. The ball of warm energy moves away from you now, leaving your entire body completely relaxed. It's like your body has gone to sleep. You are still and calm, completely at ease as you listen to my voice and breathe. you may begin to notice that as I helped you relax your body, I have also made you relax your mind. It's difficult to think about anything except the words coming from my lips. You don't need to worry about it, though. I want your mind to be sleepy. I want you to listen to everything I say and let my words become your thoughts. Because I want to tell you a little story now. And as I tell it, you will come to realize that you are the main character. You will experience everything that I say as if it were happening in real life. And the more I tell you, the more realistic it will become. All you have to do is breathe evenly. Continue to relax for me and listen to the sound of my voice. I want you to imagine that you are sitting on a comfortable sofa in a dimly lit room. The space is small and cozy. You think that it looks like a therapist's office. There is a large mahogany desk just across from you, and sitting behind it, you can barely make out the silhouette of a woman with long, flowing hair. She rises from her seat and walks around the desk to approach you. As she comes closer, you can see how beautiful she is. Her gorgeous, soft hair frames a face with perfect skin and dazzlingly bright eyes. Her lips are full and sensual. The white blouse pulled tight against her generous chest steals your attention. In the past, a beautiful woman walking toward you would have caused you great anxiety, but there is no need to feel that way here. This woman coming so close to you is me. And I promise you that you have nothing to worry about. I am here to comfort you in person, just like I comforted your body and mind with my voice. Even as you remember that you are completely naked in front of me, you remain calm and relaxed. You are not nervous. You are not anxious. You are open and willing for whatever I have planned for you. As you feel me sit down next to you, you relax even more. It feels good to have my body sitting so close to yours. It's comforting to feel the warmth coming off my body. As you look into my eyes, you feel a different kind of comfort. It's not just the lust I have for your body, nor is it the desire I have to share this intimate moment with you. You are beginning to sense the true affection I feel for you. You are beginning to realize that I love you. This does not make you nervous. It only puts you more at ease. My love for you means that I accept you just as you are. all those little things about yourself that you don't like, those things that make you self-conscious. They mean absolutely nothing to me. I love you, and I love everything about you. Seeing you here, vulnerable and naked, makes me desire you even more. You have such a sexy body, and I yearn to feel it pressed against mine. I lean in a little closer to you, and you know what is coming next. You feel my warm, full lips press into yours just for a moment. You see the smile on my face, and you know that I enjoyed that just as much as you did. You see the hunger in my eyes as I come back in for more. As our lips meet again, you feel me push you down into the sofa as I come to rest on top of you. You don't remember ever being kissed like this before. It's passionate and sensual. Each time you feel my tongue flick against yours, you feel your cock twitch with excitement. And as I rush to strip off my blouse, you become fully engorged. Your first glimpse of my full, round breasts make your cock throb and your mouth water. I lean back down close to you, bringing my big tits within inches of your hungry mouth. That's right, sweetie. You can taste them. Yes. It feels so good when you lick and suck my tits. As you continue to worship my body, I can't help but reach down between your legs and firmly grip your hard cock in my hand. It feels so good to have me touch you like this. To feel me squeeze your cock gently. Begin to stroke you up and down. I see that look of desperation in your eyes. I know how badly you want to come. But not yet, my good boy. There is more I want to do with your hard, aching cock before I let you come. I sit up on top of you and straddle your lap. I raise my short skirt to show you that I'm not wearing any panties. You throb hard when you see my perfectly shaved, soft pussy, and when I rub your cock head against my warm, wet slit, You moan out loud and thrust your hips upward, trying to feel yourself slip inside me. I anticipate your thrust and raise my hips just in time. I smile at you again and lean down to whisper in your ear. I know how bad you want to fuck me, sweetheart. I know how desperate I've made you. But if I allow you inside me, you have to promise me not to come until I give you permission. Because in a moment, I'm going to let you slip your cock inside my pussy. I'm going to fuck you ever so gently and sweetly. I'm going to make love to you like only someone who truly loves you can. But no matter how much I kiss you like this, or how much I let you worship my huge, glorious tits, you are not allowed to come until I allow it. I raise my hips up and shift forward. Once again, you feel the head of your cock pressed up against something warm and wet between my legs. I lower myself down slowly until you feel the head of your cock push against me and finally slip into my pussy. It feels so fucking good. My pussy grips you tightly as I continue to lower myself on top of you. It feels so sweet, so perfect. It's like our bodies were made to pleasure each other. And destiny has led us to this point in time. I place your hands on my hips and lean back down to kiss you. Deeply, once more. I can feel your cock pulsating inside me, and it drives me into deeper and deeper arousal. I rock back and forth, gently feeling the sensation of your cock slide in and out of my pussy. It feels so good, and I know I'm not going to last much longer, but remember, sweetie, don't come until I say you can. I want you to last as long as possible for me. I've got something special planned for you. But for now, keep fucking me. Just like this. I'm gonna come all over your hard cock. sliding up and down on your cock, deeper, grinding down onto you, feeling the head of your cock, buried, all hot and wet inside me. And you can feel me get tighter, squeezing you. My muscles rippling around the length of your shaft as you drive me closer and closer. Oh, I'm gonna come, baby. I'm gonna come all over your cock. Do you want me to feel that hard cock inside me as I come all over you? I know you want to feel it, but you can't come yet. You can't come. You can't come. Oh, yes, I'm coming. I'm coming. Feel me come all around your cock. Oh, fuck. So good. So wonderful. Oh, I love you so much. And you made me feel so good. You were such a good boy for me. I told you not to come inside me, and you kept your promise not to. I can still feel you throbbing inside me. Your balls are so full of cum. I promised you earlier that I had something special planned for you. I'm going to give you one more very special kiss. I need to prove to you how much I love you. I need to show you how much I adore you, how much I worship you. So as I slide back down the length of your body, I want you to look back into my eyes. Do you see the passion I have for you sparkling in their depths? Do you see my desire to give you absolute pleasure through my adoration? Because I do want to give you pleasure, deep, loving, intense sexual pleasure. As you see my face framed here between your legs, I want you to give in to your desire for me. As I suck your cock, I want you to feel my love for you grow until you have no choice but to come for me. Do you like the way my tongue feels as I lick the head of your cock? Moving my tongue in circles around and around. and making you squirm with pleasure. Do you want to get harder for me, baby? And do you want me to drive you wild with my mouth? I'm going to build so much arousal in your hard cock that you'll never feel anxiety about sex ever again. Focus on the pleasure. Focus on the sexual arousal flowing through your cock and balls as I suck you into my mouth and massage your cock with my tongue. How does that feel, honey? Do you like watching my sensual lips and velvet tongue move up and down on the shaft of your cock? Remember how good it feels to let someone you love give you sexual pleasure. Remember how wet and warm my mouth feels wrapped around your aching shaft. I remember how it feels when my tongue swirls around the head, when my lips come back up to the top. And how I pause to lovingly tease the underside of your cockhead with gentle strokes of my tongue. I want you to be hard and throbbing for me. I want to worship your beautiful cock. And give you deep sexual pleasure. The more I suck you, the harder you get for me. The harder I suck you, the more you love me. Oh, baby, you're being such a good boy. Your cock is throbbing in my mouth, and I know you're desperate. Desperate to come in my mouth. I want you to enjoy these sensations. I'm gonna keep sucking you as long as it takes to make you come. Because when you come for me, you will make a promise to yourself. A promise to enjoy sex and not let it make you anxious. A promise to find love in your life. And to spend the rest of your life making love. That promise is the price for coming in my mouth. And I do want you to come for me. I want so desperately for you to come inside my hungry little mouth. I want to taste your cum. I want to tease it all out of your cock. I want to swallow every last drop until these swollen balls are completely dry. Reach out now and take my big tits in your hands. Feel my nipples growing hard against your palms. Oh, it feels so good when you caress my tits. Your gentle touch makes me want to suck you even harder. No, come for me, baby. Come into my mouth. I know how much you want this. I know how much you need to come. Your cock is aching, and your heavy balls are so full. Come for me. And load that sweet cum between my lips. Splash your seed all over my loving tongue. That's it, baby. I can taste your pre-cum. Come for me. Come for me. Oh, my God. I want you to continue to relax. If you need to, take another deep breath for me. Breathe in slowly. Hold it for just a moment. And breathe out smoothly and calmly. All of the suggestions I've made during this session are meant to help you relax and become comfortable. From now on, sexual encounters with women will always find you feeling relaxed and comfortable. If you begin to feel anxiety, all you need to do is take a deep breath in, hold it for just a moment, and breathe out smoothly and calmly. All your anxiety will flow away, and you'll be relaxed and calm and ready to show your partner how badly you want to make love to her. In a moment, I'm going to wake you up. You will arise fulfilled and refreshed and ready to go about your day. Or, if you'd like, you can play this session all over again and let me take you on another wild ride. But for now, I want you to count up from 5 to 1, each number making you feel more awake and alert. At 5, you feel yourself being lifted from the depths of trance. At 4, your mind starts to come awake, and you become aware of your surroundings. At 3, you begin to stretch your arms and legs. At 2, your eyes flutter open. And 1, you're wide awake. Thank you for sharing this special time with me. Please come back and see me again soon.